Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Harry Belafonte used his fame to further civil rights causes. He was active in the civil rights and progressive political movements.
Belafonte worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s, and we're going to be joined in a moment by our guest. I think we're working out some last-minute technical issues. It's going to be Saladin Ambar, professor of political science at Rutgers University, also author of a book called Stars and Shadows, The Politics of Interracial Friendship from Jefferson to Obama. And just double-checking here with the producers, we have our guest with us now. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. How are you?
My pleasure. Can you hear me all right? I'm going to transfer over here to my ear pods if I can find them.
All right.
But thanks for letting
I was
us know.
Zooming now. I'm not zooming, so let me get these in. I think you'll hear me even better.
All right. The marvels of technology and live radio all mixed together makes for a heady brew. Anyway, one of the things we do want to talk about, and we kind of covered the impact that Harry Belafonte had in the world of entertainment, but he was also very active in other fields as well. And I think a younger generation, while they might know of the song, that is not all there was to Harry Belafonte in entertainment, and certainly not all there was to the man when it comes to politics and civil rights. Give us a little background on what Harry Belafonte, by his person, accomplished for civil rights in this country during his time?
Well, this is a man who took his fame and notoriety, much like his mentor, Paul Robeson, and used it for good. He decided that all of the blessings and good fortunes that came with being American meant that he could not turn a blind eye towards what was happening to the rest of his black and brown countrymen, both in the United States and around the world. He wanted to emphasize racial justice, social justice, but also an end to American foreign policy that was detrimental to much of the then developing world. Took some very unpopular positions that frankly cost him some in terms of his stance in Hollywood and in the entertainment world, but he was happy to do so. He and Sidney Poitier and frankly, Marlon Brando and a number of entertainers during that period made a choice that there was a better vision for America on the horizon, and it meant personal sacrifice to speak out against injustice. And Belafonte epitomized that, frankly.
Sure. He made that very clear in many interviews that he pushed for civil rights, that he was out there on the forefront with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He spoke at the historic 63 March on Washington. He established a lot of relationships with politicians, met with the Pope, but because of all this, he did kind of step away from the entertainment world, go into that political humanitarianism, civil rights world, and he was blacklisted during the McCarthy era, accused of being a communist, yet he prevailed and kept going. Any parallels you can draw to today's political and social climate? I really personally haven't heard any comments as of late from Belafonte before he passed on how he felt about today's environment.
Well, you know, he was speaking out with his friend Danny Glover, the actor Danny Glover, of course, and others who chose to do so for some time, including in more recent years, although I hadn't, like you, haven't heard much from him in recent months. I think, look, Harry Belafonte was with people like Colin Kaepernick and others who were willing to use, again, their popularity, their fame to advance social justice. If you go back to the March on Washington, that post-March roundtable that few people have really looked at, in which, you know, the United States Information Agency wanted to send out a puff piece around the world saying how even this march demonstrates how democratic we are. If you look at Belafonte's words that day, they were pretty fiery. He was saying that, you know, the white middle class and moderates had to step up and take sides with Dr. King. They had to commit themselves the profiteers, the vested interests have to commit themselves to a different vision for the country. And he went off script, if you will. And that going off script pretty much epitomizes who Belafonte was. This was a man of immense, frankly, physical beauty. There's no harm in saying that. He was a gifted and talented singer. And he could have lived a very different, safe life. But he decided that his personal well-being and safety did not mean much to him if it meant downplaying the heinous conditions that he saw so many live in this country, but also around the world. And I think that's what makes him so admirable. And I think had he been around as a younger person today, he would stand with those calling for racial justice, for the defense of the marginalized, and those who don't really have a voice or much of a voice in our politics today.
You know, back in the day, Martin Luther King drew the ire and the eye of the FBI and government agencies wanting to investigate him for any subversive activities. Did Harry Belafonte face any of that from the government?
Sure. He was on an FBI watch list. He was, you know, maybe not as vigorously pursued as others, but like his mentor, Paul Robeson, was someone who drew the ire of a society and, frankly, a government that saw everything through the lens of the Cold War. You know, you have to go back to the 50s and 60s and early 70s to appreciate how much the United States viewed the world through that singular myopic prism of red versus red, white, and blue. And you know, Belafonte didn't fit into any neat box. He certainly was more of a socialist than a capitalist, but he was more than anything, really, an American, someone who believed that the country had to live out its creed of all men and women are created equal. Well, we say we believe in equality, but to actually pursue it really requires a radical politics at times, and that's what he embraced. And so in some ways, it's a sad passing of a person who lived a legendary and prolific life, but it's also a celebration of the best within us that collectively, irrespective of race, and Belafonte had friends and loved ones and companions across the racial divide, the best of us, regardless of our race, can do all we can and should do all we can to make this society better. I think he would stand with those today in America calling for a more peaceful, harmonious, and vigorously egalitarian society. We forget about equality. We love freedom. America's about freedom. But Belafonte represented equality. And I think that vision has to always be put to the fore. He certainly did it with his life and talents.
All right. Talking about the impact of Harry Belafonte, our guest was Saladin Ambar at Rutgers University and author of a book called Stars and Shadows, The Politics of Interracial Friendship from Jefferson to Obama.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.